listening to the Candy Shop Talk, brought to you by Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards and Research, and hosted by Kevin W. Grossman, because improving candidate experience always impacts the business bottom line. Welcome to another of the Candy Shop Talk podcast, where we talk about how improving candidate experience impacts recruiting and the business for the better. With me today is Craig Fisher, Head of Employer Brand at CA Technologies, a Global Candy Award winner. Welcome, Craig.
Thank you, Kevin. Glad to be here.
So, Craig, first, before we even get to CA Technologies and what you've been doing of late, tell us a little bit more about your background and what led us to the role that you're at today.
Years ago, I was in sales. I started in pharmaceuticals and healthcare sales in the hospital. And I ended up, as many of us do, in a recruiting job, recruiting physicians for a living.
Wow.
And that led directly into recruiting tech people. And once you get into that, you're hooked. So the way it was billed to me, I was traveling too much doing hospital work. And somebody said, hey, you know, you could recruit doctors with your great relationships with doctors and hospitals and, you know, travel less, make more money. And I was like, oh, this might be worth a try. And it was the hot thing at the time, mid-90s, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, I started it and loved it and then became the top tech recruiter in the country for a company called Matrix Resources and was with them for several years, became a team leader there and went on to be a director at another organization where we staffed global projects to implement ERP and HR software. So that's how I really got to know the technology in the human resources space, because I spent 7 years leading recruiting and implementing these projects, implementing Oracle and PeopleSoft and all the tools that go with them, SAP, you name it. So I really got immersed in the tech and I became very interested in other ways that we could build our reputation in the market as a good provider of services. So I had started doing this actually at Matrix, teaching myself how to do Dreamweaver and other sort of techie things so I could lurk in the hallways, if you will, in the chat rooms that the people I was trying to recruit were lurking in as a user, not as a recruiter, right? So
right.
I could go there and ask legitimate questions and post, you know, helpful information and be a guy that was just trying to learn code. And then every once in a while, oh, and by the way, we're hiring. So I was accepted and it worked. And I got a reputation for being a really helpful guy. And so I became one of those go-to people. And I've carried that through my career, that whole process of giving more than you ask online in order to get people to trust you and build a network and get referrals. And so that's been my process for a long time. And eventually, after directing recruiting at Stark, I opened my own firm called A-List Solutions.
Yep.
Yeah, and
That's where we first met. That's when I first actually met you in the space, is when you were running that firm.
That's right. And it was the first documented staffing firm to use all free social media tools for every aspect of recruiting.
Yeah.
You know, and so we wrote about it and we got some publicity about it and we were able to get giant contracts because we looked big online and we were able to do what we do for, you know, less money than our competitors could. And so that worked, and we were teaching our clients to do it as well as we went along. And I'm a firm believer that if you teach them to fish, they'll still give you their biggest jobs to
yes,
work on.
Yes, and that's actually, I think that's one of the tenets of consulting 101. Mm-hmm. Actually is. And yep. You had me, I want to go just real quick, because you had me at like recruiting positions, because I don't remember about that, about your background, but I'm like, I don't even pretend to do that on TV. So that's pretty, no, that's awesome. So, I mean, did you, besides the tech side, which I do get, were there certain kinds of, was it just general practitioners? I mean, how did that work when you were recruiting the healthcare physicians?
So I worked for a company that was an offshoot of Merritt Hawkins, which is a big, big tech staffing firm, and they became a bigger organization, or not tech, but physician recruiting firm. And we recruited all kinds of physicians. So positions for locum tenens, which means, you know, you're sort of a doctor on contract.
Right.
Full-time positions where you're literally the chief ER doc. I mean, surgeons, you name it. And a lot of times you had to recruit people to sort of remote places. And that's why they would hire recruiters, these hospitals in, you know, Moline, Illinois, to find somebody to come work there because it's not necessarily right. The hottest spot.
Right.
Right. Harder to recruit. So I'd have to go scout the location. I'd have to get in really close communication with the doctor's wives or husbands, sometimes as the case would be.
Sure.
And know the spouse very well because they were almost as important to the decision process as the doctor.
Fascinating. Thank you for kind of circling back on that, because that was one thing that I don't think I've ever touched on in your background. Let's fast forward though, and to 2011, Talent Board is founded. Candy Experience, the Candidate Experience Awards and Research Program is born, and you've been involved in and around since the beginning. So tell us a little bit. How did you first hear about the Candies, and what were some of your early experiences as a volunteer for the program?
Yeah, so Jerry Crispin was a big supporter of my conference, TalentNet,
right,
and attended the events. And he was one of the early folks on the TalentNet radio show and Twitter chat that was the first ever Twitter chat for recruiters, if you remember that. Mm-hmm. And so he and I got to be real good friends, and he came to me with this idea early on and said, this is what I'm thinking of doing. You know, do I have your support? I want you and several other people to be part of it and to be a supporter and get involved. And so of course I said I would. And, a short time later I was doing all kinds of fun things with the Candidate Experience Awards and have been a regular volunteer for the last couple of years and really enjoy it.
Now you're head of employer brand at CA Technologies. The organization has won 2 Candy Awards in our Asia Pac region, as well as EMEA.
Yep.
Pulling for that North America award this year, I know. So let's talk about, share a little bit about the candidate experience journey at CA Technologies based on what you know. When did this start, and what were some of the early kind of uncoverings of like, wow, these are things we need to work on?
Yeah, so we did we do a lot of surveys of our candidates and always have. Mm-hmm. And we've got a big talent acquisition organization within CA. There's almost 90 team members just on the talent acquisition side globally. And through the survey data, we understood that a lot of our candidates were really falling through the cracks, mm-hmm. Not getting any response. I mean, like a huge number were just getting no response other than the automated, hey, we received your application or your resume. And beyond that, the experience was just sort of falling off. And we literally implemented a team of what we call talent assessors in India. And they had been recruiting coordinators. So they knew the business, they knew the organization, and they knew recruiting. So what we did is ask them to look at every applicant that came through the system, mm-hmm. and give them a live human response to whether or not they were moving forward in the process. So everyone that applies now, and this was implemented at the beginning of 2015, everyone who applies now gets a response within 2 days of applying as to whether or not they're going to move forward. So the talent assessor looks at the application versus the job description and decides if that candidate is appropriate for that job, puts them in a sort of yes, no, or maybe pile. And so we have silver medalists, et cetera.
Right.
But the ones that move on to a recruiter, then the recruiter would contact that person. But the vast majority who don't get a response from someone saying, hey, we appreciate you applying. It's not, you know, the right fit this time. Please continue to keep in touch with us as your career grows and we have other positions. Join our talent community. We appreciate you. So it's a great thing, and it's turned everything around for us.
That, you know, that's fascinating to me and refreshing too, Craig, because you said there's someone that replies. Now, is this, I'm assuming that it is an email still that will go.
Yep, it's an email.
But it's an actual human being actually sending an email to every single candidate that applies, whether they continue on in the process or not.
That's correct. Yeah, and when I actually sent out our invitations to take the candidate experience survey, the Candy survey last year, we had some technical issues in the United States. So our list wasn't quite right. The list that we pulled was from a previous year, and it was had some tech glitches anyway, but some people wrote me back and said, you know, I tried to take the survey. I was too late, but I want to let you know that I got rejected for a job the other day. I've applied to CAA several times over the last couple of years, and previously I never heard anything. And the other day I got a response from someone saying, hey, we appreciate the application. Not a fit this time, but you know, keep in touch. And I loved it. And I got all these great kudos about the actual human response. And so we knew we were onto something. We wrote a great case study about it, which I presented at last year's Candidate Experience Awards.
You know, that is correct. And I can tell you right now, the thing about this, and I think it's everybe listening, we need to be really clear about it, is that you as high as 85, 90, 95% of candidates that apply for any job at any given time are not getting the job.
Correct.
So that said, most of these individuals, I mean, for the fact, again, this is a very personal experience. Being a job seeker can be painful. Even if you are treated well, it's still disappointing if you feel like you were qualified for the position, you don't get it, you're disappointed either way. But the difference between companies that are raising the bar on improving recruiting candidate experience and the impact that it can have on their business, not just from a talent pool perspective, but also even potentially revenue, especially for consumer-based businesses, that's huge. And that edge, that difference of reaching out and doing this, as opposed to, which is still a step in the right direction. I mean, we talk a lot about, you know, automating the messages, and especially for scaling issues, it's companies have to do it. They have to leverage their CRMs and their ETSs, right, to do this. But that's better than nothing.
That's right.
But the fact is that if you're actually doing this model, that to me, that's huge. It's a huge difference and again, raising the bar. Based on the case study that you gave last year and then fast forwarding to today, mm-hmm. what are some, do you have any like specific metrics that you can share of what it's helped to improve? Meaning, is there a shortened, candidate resentment obviously anecdotally is going to be lower.
Right.
But are you measuring that in any way?
Yeah. So we are measuring that. So sentiment is good. I mean, our survey results that, you know, our own surveys, not just the Candy surveys, but our own surveys are resulting in better scores. We use NPS scores with sure. everything. And then it's been reflected in the sort of global awards that we've won because we sent our Candy surveys to the proper list in a couple of regions where we won the Candy Awards. I expect that we'll do very well in the U.S. this time with that. The other thing is that we know now, because we actually look at the applicants and we have comments on how many times they've applied and if they were appropriate and any correspondence back, we know that our own database is more accurate, right? Mm-hmm. So before, most recruiters don't look in their own applicant tracking system to find candidates. They go straight to LinkedIn or to a search, and that's just what they do. I mean, I've been training recruiting teams globally for many years, and I can tell you just across the board, mm-hmm. that's exactly how it goes. But now we know, because someone's actually looking at the applicants, that the database is richer and more accurate and more alive. So the recruiters go there and they actually utilize the information, which it's great. It also resulted in a very short amount of time looking at all of the applicants.
Sure.
And 24 hires that we wouldn't have otherwise made. So that's a pretty impressive number right there.
You know, absolutely it is. And it's obvious to me, and this is always a question that I ask or a statement that I make based on what I'm hearing, is the fact that the primary recruiting customer for CA Technologies is the candidate. I mean, that's obvious to me in this, but I want to make it really clear, because those organizations that have made that internal change, that move, that movement, that mission, that these, not the hiring managers, not executive management and leadership, which are all important stakeholders in this process, right? Let's throw some more buzzwords out there, but it's true. But the candidate as the customer, a primary customer of recruiting, thinking of it that way, that's another, again, raising the bar across organizations, not just those that win candy awards, which of course I always like to plug, but those that are making a difference and they're edging out their competition when it comes to, because it is getting tougher out there for a lot of positions in organizations that operate globally, much less regionally, right?
Right. Yeah. And it's funny, over the year. So I mentioned right away, we got 24 hires that we wouldn't have otherwise made. Over the year, it was 60 total hires that we wouldn't have otherwise made. So these are happy customers, right?
Sure.
Think about it.
Yeah.
The other thing that we've done that I think you will appreciate is we have implemented an employee advocacy platform. This is used a lot in marketing to get, company news disseminated out through employees, social networks, but it's mostly for customer attraction. And because you just made this great point that the candidate is our customer, mm-hmm. I decided that we needed to do this for talent attraction, right? And so have a better candidate/customer experience by getting to know our brand champions better in the organization. So we implemented a thing called Q Social. We started with 80 seats. We picked our most vocal champs in recruiting, HR, and in amongst hiring managers. And so now candidates see a lot more regular posting from these folks who otherwise might just be too busy to do anything that would attract people to the organization on their own during the day on social.
Sure.
You're right. We're getting regular updates, you know, to our candidate pool. And we found that amongst our champions, our networks don't overlap that much, right? So you'd think, oh, well, everyone is seeing all the same posts from everybody every day, which it's not actually the case. Our networks only overlap like 10%. And so we're really spreading the good word to a lot of people who wouldn't otherwise see it. And that does create a better customer experience, if you will, for our candidate.
And not only if they're not a primary customer per se, they're also potentially an influencer and a referral base.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. So that's the point. And we're not just posting, hey, we have a job opening, or hey, look at our survey, or look at our white paper. It's a lot of helpful information. So that whole thing that we talked about earlier that I've been doing since the 90s, posting helpful things and being a participant, a good participant in the network versus just, hey, look at me, look at us. So lots of tips on how to do your resume, how to do your job better, right? How to be more thoughtful. I mean, lots of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's really working. Our network is expanding at a rapid pace since we started doing this, which is great.
That's fantastic, Craig. So what about what's coming? Is there anything, any initiatives that you can share that are on the horizon that are going to help you even further your success at CA Technologies, and just from a branding perspective, talent attraction, all the things that we've been talking about, anything coming?
Yeah. So lots of fun things are coming. And I think the probably most exciting is the fact that we're going to be, I think, proving once and for all that you can actually track point of first and last influence all the way through the hiring process. So Jerry Crisman believes that source of hire is a fake number.
Yeah.
And that you can't prove it. My goal is to prove that it can be proved. So we'll see how the technology and our processes stack up as what we're in FY17 now goes throughout the year. But look for some exciting documentation on that from us so that we're able to give feedback back to our candidate pool. Hey, this is where most of the people are finding jobs at CA Technologies. And so this might be a good place for you to look to.
I look forward to seeing that because I'm kind of like, I look both ways on this one between I'm excited about what you're doing and how you're trying to track that. But it is tough. There's so many subtleties that are involved when it comes to where did that actual original point of influence originate? Mm-hmm. And how did that, how's that affected that person throughout the process all the way into the point of hiring and beyond? And so I'm going to be interested to see that when you guys come out with that, with those data points. I think that'll be a very, very hopefully informative research for the organization because it is, we all are about data today. Right? It has to be about data today when it comes to measuring anything that we're doing and recruiting and marketing and sales and business development and operationally, everything is, it does come down to that and looking at those key metrics and measures that actually have meat behind them and not just like, this is what my gut tells me, which is okay sometimes, right? It's okay.
Well, you know what your gut tells you and you have a pretty good idea, but until you can prove it, right? It's hard to justify spending as much money as has to be spent nowadays.
Correct.
To do the LinkedIn recruiter programs and to spend money on job boards or other marketing tools. And so we're really trying to prove that ROI, find out where we're really getting the most bang for our buck and informing our candidates, hey, this is what has worked a lot.
Yeah, exactly. So listen, lastly, Craig, besides everything we've been talking about, in talent acquisition, recruiting, candidate experience, business, you name it. What else do you have a sweet tooth for outside of work?
Right. So it is about to be boat season, Kevin.
Ah, that's right. There you go.
And so I live right on Lake Grapevine outside of Dallas, Texas. And it's about time to go pull the cover off my boat and get it lake ready. I've got a brand new stereo to install that I got for Christmas from my family. And I've got some fun projects ahead of me.
Well, Craig, that's awesome. So we're going to be heading to the lake with you. You know, yeah, that.
Absolutely. Right? When we all come in for TalentNet, probably in the fall.
Absolutely. That's great. Well, Craig, thanks again so much. I look forward to seeing you down that candied road and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Candy Shop Talk. For more information about Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards and research, please visit www.thetalentboard.org.